Hello, sister brewers.
Welcome to our first episode that we're actually in the
video. You can actually see us in the video. Today's topic is limiting beliefs.
And fears.
Because I feel like that's like a really big thing when it comes to people pursuing their dreams and what they want to do.
Yeah.
It's always something fear-based getting in the way that stops us from doing what we want to do. So yes. This one got a lot to say today.
She
got a lot to say today.
I really don't have that much to say, so don't give out.
Oh, please. She got it going. When this topic comes on, she got it going. Anyways, so we want to say, like, this comes from us, too, if you think about it. Like, yeah. We go through this on a daily basis.
Oh, my God. So even just this, like, the podcast...
Even just starting it from the beginning, like,
we've been trying to record ourselves talking for the longest time, and we haven't done it. I don't know why, because I think, you know. Anyway, so when it comes to, I'm gonna get right into it, because that's what's the point of, like, you know, going in circles. When something that really hit me this, like, last week, where I was like, okay, we have to do this episode, was when I was talking to my therapist, and yes, we are big on mental health advocacy. I think everybody should.
It's not anything to hide. Everyone has a therapist.
Yeah, I was going through something, and then she was like, is this coming from fear, or is this coming from your intuition that you're deciding to make this choice? And I was like, shit.
You really got me thinking.
She's like, Joy, you're somebody who like loves to listen to their intuition, and you
never use it.
Go off of that, yeah. You know, like that's what you kind of base your choices off of, is your intuition. And she's like, you've been so good at trusting it again, and because you know, like we all have shit that happens.
Life comes at you sometimes,
for a lot of people too, like you lose that trust in your intuition. For whatever reason, whether it's trauma, whether it's somebody belittling you, whether it's like, you know, whatever it is that caused that, it happens, you know? Yeah. And it's so hard to get it back because you second guess yourself. You're like, oh my God, am I making the right decision?
You start to seek validation from others.
Yeah, like, who's trusting me with this? Why am I in this position?
You basically start to lose trust within yourself.
Yeah. So when she said that, I was like, oh, damn, like, you're right. I'm like, I do, like, I want to listen to my intuition. I've been so good about listening to my intuition. Yeah. And then I went back and I was telling her that I was like, oh, my God, like, I've been so proud of myself because I've been listening to my intuition. And my intuition has been like, told you so. Like, you know, I was like, yes. Like, things were, like, I was validating the fact that I was listening to my intuition. And I was like, oh, good thing I did that, you know? So anyway, when she said that to me, I was like, oh my God, I gotta like make sure like I'm not confusing fear with intuition.
Yeah.
And like you also told me, like, fear comes from, like, you know, if you kind of feel the fear in your heart.
Yeah, I've seen that online. They're like, if it's fear, it's gonna come here, because it's like all the anxieties kept up, and then intuition is like in your stomach. It's that gut feeling. Like, if you're not familiar with the word intuition, it's your gut feeling that everyone talks about.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
That it's your, yeah,
it's
exactly.
Your inner voice, basically.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, okay, I have to like think about that. And in this particular situation, I was like, all right, no, it is my intuition, because I was like, I was making this decision and it was coming from my heart. So it was like, I need to listen to this. And the moment I made that decision, I like calmed down. I was like, oh my God, like, I feel so good right now,
right?
Because I knew in my heart that it was right. You know, I didn't have to like fight that. When I kind of let go, I was like, all right, I'm making the right choice. Like, this is it. This is not fear. This is, like, my intuition telling me I have to do this or that, you know? And I'm so glad that I chose the avenue that I did, because I just felt so, like, whoo, you know?
It's funny, though, because sometimes when you seek out validation from others, you start to get more panicky about it. Like,
yes.
It starts to make the situation 10 times worse than it should be.
Yeah, and then sometimes just because, you know, like, you're out of fear, you just kind of want to do what they tell you.
Exactly.
And you're, like... not really listening to your gut or to your intuition.
But like, that's what happens when you have no trust in yourself.
Mm-hmm,
it's like,
exactly.
You're going to always seek validation from others to make the right choice. But sometimes you already know what the right choice is. You just don't want to admit it to yourself. You don't trust. You don't have that security that you can make your own decisions at the end of the day.
Exactly. And like, I've been saying this to myself too, like, I will never again allow someone to block my throat chakra, because, like, you know, for me, it's like that that's been closed off for so long. That even when I had a healing session recently, And that came up again, where it was like, are you going to keep that lapis crystal with you and kind of work on opening your throat chakra? Yeah. And for a while there, it had been open, but I guess it closed up again because I was not speaking my truth, and I was not like speaking my emotions. I was just kind of going based off of what I thought was right to do.
Yeah, that's also part of healing. It's like
exactly
being able to be the voice of your own, you know, like holding your own, you know, like not letting other people tell you what to do. You're allowed to have different opinions from other people, but if you're just always agreeing with people just to keep peace or just to
looking for their validation, that's the worst thing ever. Like, I feel like I've done that way too long.
People pleasing
too.
Pleasing is the worst thing. That's how you close up your throat chakra, like you were saying. So
I just, you know, I don't know, it just, it makes no difference to me whether, like, you know, or I'm trying to make that happen, where it's like, it makes no difference whether you like what I'm doing or not, and I feel like I need to be okay with that.
Yeah,
you know, instead of creating those like limiting beliefs where it's like, oh, you know, diminishing yourself, like, you can't do this, like, no, I'm not going to fit into anybody's box anymore, you know, like, I create my own box, like, I don't have to fit into your box, and you don't have to fit in mine, it's fine, but at the same time, like, you cannot limit somebody. So, like, if I say I'm going to do something, it's like, oh, well, that takes a long time to do, or, like, oh my God, like, there's so many
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, like, there's so many social media marketing, or whatever, content creators.
There's too many people out there already.
Yeah, like, what makes you think you're going to succeed, or, like,
it's true though.
There's so many podcasts, like, who's gonna listen to your podcast? Yeah. Like, oh, there's so many jewelry makers who's gonna well, you know what, there's those 100 people who are gonna listen to mine, and that's fine. Or there's that one person, and even if nobody listens to it, it's fine too,
if you're doing it for fun. If you're focused on the following and like what fame you're gonna get out of it, it's not gonna be fun. It's gonna be more stressful and challenging because you have that fixation. You also have a fixation that's only about the followers. And if I don't get this amount of followers, then I'm not doing something right. You know what I mean? But it's also like when you're doing something that's kind of out of what society says, that's when it becomes uncomfortable. Because for us, we have old traditional views because of our family. Mm. So something comfortable.
We don't have them, but we're trying to get rid of them.
In it, basically. Yeah. Like, we grew up like that. But our comfort would be like becoming a doctor, finishing school, becoming a lawyer. Like, those are comfort ideas when it comes to our traditional ways in the family. But something out of comfort would be like content creating or something, or like what we're doing, podcasting. And that makes it uncomfortable because you're like, well, it's out of societal norms. It's out of like what normal looks like in your family.
In kids shop is your authentic self, because that scares them.
But as long as you're doing it, you're showing up for yourself and doing it.
And there's many reasons for many different people.
Yeah,
like, for
exactly.
us, this is what it is for us. Yeah. It could be a different reason for you. So you might diminish what our reason is. Or you know, but everybody has a reasoning behind why they have limiting beliefs and fears. And, like, going after their dreams.
It stems from something, so.
But even those people who are trying to limit your dreams, or you're, like, putting those limiting beliefs on you, is because they're afraid.
Right. Well, also, they don't want to see other people succeed. Like, even the closest people to you, they want the best for you, but they don't want you to be better than them at the end of the day.
There's a lot of people like that out there.
Like, there are people like that, which is why sometimes people tell you, like, keep your ideas to yourself.
Not even ideas, but just like your
anything, like plans, future plans.
Future plans, your
anything. Because you will have, exactly. Because people do want to see you happy, but at the end of the day, they
can't help it.
They can't help it. It's also like a thought that just comes in, and they're like, oh, like, you just can't control that thought. It's jealousy, you know. It's like wanting something that someone has that you don't. So
yeah, and it's like created automatically sometimes. So like, the person doesn't even have to, like,
they don't mean it,
wish or, you they don't have to even, like, wish ill upon you. They're just like, it just
it just
like
happens.
Energy that's created, and then all your plans kind of fall apart.
It just happens.
But yeah, so that's what I believe with limiting beliefs is, like, if somebody is telling you not to go for something, it just, it's like, I wonder why you're scared.
Because,
like,
only you
something
know that
going on with you, and, like, you have those limited beliefs on yourself, so you're projecting them onto me now, and now you're making me scared to go after my dreams, which is not fair. So that's why I feel like people should be there to support you, not to, like, push
dim
towards
your light.
Or, like, like, oh, it's like, don't do this. Like, you have, like, stay safe. Stay in this box because it's safe.
That's why it's important to surround yourself with people who you know are going to be supportive.
Yeah.
Whether it's like your bad... Oh, sorry, technical difficulties. But it's okay. My storage is really full because I like to document my...
It's limited. It's limited beliefs,
literally.
Sorry, that was so corny.
The phone didn't want us to continue this. It was being a hater.
Well, too bad. We're going to keep continuing it.
Back
to limited beliefs and fears.
The summary of it,
like, figure out where that fear is coming from. Mm-hmm. Is it, like, or if you're making a decision or something and you're like, okay, is that coming from my intuition or is that my fear?
Yeah.
So you can, like, you know, make that decision based on your intuition, not your fear. Because I feel like you're going to regret making it out of fear. And don't listen to anybody. Yeah. If it is your intuition and you feel strongly that it's your intuition, don't listen to anybody else because nobody else is living your life. Nobody else is going on this journey.
Yeah.
It is your life and it is you who's going on this journey. It's you who's going to have to deal with the bullshit that you're going to put yourself through and not anybody else. So they're not going to know how you are going to feel making that certain choice. They could push you towards it.
Yeah.
But yeah, are you going to come and show up for me there when I'm actually going to go through this process that you're pushing me towards?
True.
No, you're not.
It's
going to be me. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I'm making a choice, I'm making that choice because I feel it in my gut.
You know it's for you.
That it's for me, yeah. You know? Know what I mean? Like, it's just, I feel like you have to make that choice based on your needs. And if the people in your life are truly there because they love you, they will support you no matter what.
You'll
and
know.
Even if it is a stupid decision, you know what? Life will redirect you. So that's why I feel like we need to stop living off of fear-based and limiting beliefs. Because what if you try and you succeed? But what if you don't try? Then what? You live your whole life like
right. Instead of saying, what if it doesn't work out? Like, what if it actually does? You just haven't tried it yet.
And if it doesn't? Too bad. At least you lived when you 80. You have stories to tell.
Exactly.
You know, like, oh my god, I was like in my 20s. I'm not in my 20s. I'm in my 30s. But anyways, I was in my, like, 30s or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I got this stupid tattoo. I regret it.
Yeah.
Now,
like, you have, like, an experience to tell.
Like here it is. It's, you know, or whatever. Like, you know, I fell off a skateboard because I thought I could be a skater girl, but I actually couldn't. Like, whatever.
That's a true story. By the way, so that actually came from experience. What she just said. Just being, also that comes with healing because you have to be secure with who you are.
Yeah.
If you don't know who you are, then you're just gonna, again, it's the validation from others to tell you who you are. But if you don't know from the get-go of what you want as a person and what you want out of life, then it's you're gonna live your life for others. Mm-hmm. And that's not what you want at the end of the day.
Exactly.
So we're still learning. Everyone's still
learning.
It's a healing process. It happens.
Yes. But especially the keeping my mouth shut piece, like, I'm really bad at that.
The way you keeping my mouth shut,
like, I get excited when something's happening, or like, even if it's good or bad,
because we trust too much. That's the problem.
Much,
like, it happens. Everyone, I'm sure a lot of people are like this too. But you get excited because, you know, it's something new for yourself. It's a new experience, a new event that you're, I don't know, whatever it is.
But it's like for good and bad stuff. It's
exactly.
Like, why does everybody need to know your business?
Like, have you seen those TikToks where it's like, people are like, I want to be like that mysterious girl. And then the comments are like, but I can't shut my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god, like, you have to send me that. That's me.
I will.
I want to be mysterious.
No one knows anything about me. Yeah. And then I'm yapping to, like, anyone I know, like, blah, 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 blah. Keep your mouth shut. Whatever you have going on, just keep your mouth shut. If you trust your family, go ahead. I have this one.
Yes,
she knows everything. I talk about the same situation with her like 3 times a day.
I have a headache. I'm joking.
That's when we close the session. I'm joking.
I do the same thing too.
I know, we're like,
it's like the same shit over and over again.
It's like, hey, do you remember? Like, yeah, I've heard this like 10 times already, but I
but
do remember.
We're driving back now. I was like, so no, no.
And it's like, so what happens now? Like, wait, should I?
Oh my god.
Like, the whole time, but it's fine. As long as you have someone like that you're able to do that with, that's how you know you're in a safe spot with
and
someone.
And this bitch never judges me, which I love
don't.
Her for it, because she's always like,
I'm sorry, have you seen that? Have you heard the stuff I tell you?
I know.
I have no reason to judge. Like, there's no judging you. I can't judge. I can't even speak.
Oh my god.
Okay? But that was it on limiting beliefs. That's honestly all you can say is just, watch your words, because the words are very powerful too.
Mm.
So whatever you say to yourself is what's gonna come into your life, and that's very true. Because Especially with, like, I know we're about to end it, but, yeah. like, especially with, like, angel numbers, for example. Once you start seeing it, that's how you manifest it into your life, because you're like, I'm going to keep seeing it. Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the words you say out loud, be careful with them.
I'm going through a spiritual psychosis because I keep seeing angel numbers, and I'm like, is this real reality, or is it just like, sorry, never mind, let's cut that out.
God. No, but it's yeah. true. Watch your words. Don't tell yourself that you can't do it, because you can. As long as you try, you're putting in the work and you're showing up. You're doing something. It's not small. Like, that's a big step. But yeah, that was it. That was it for Living
Yes. Movies. Have no fear.
Duncan, sponsor us. I'm not done with you. Duncan Lotter. I've had how many cups of Duncan coffee? I don't even want to tell you.
I lost track. I don't even know.
The way you came in.
I lost track. So do not
we can't hurt their ears. I forgot how close.
Okay, anyways. Yeah, this is bad because we see ourselves, so now we're doing to like...
I know, right? Like, oh my God. We don't know how to shut up.
I know.
Anyways, follow our Instagram.
Follow your Sisters intuition.
I'm over here.
Follow our Instagram. Follow your intuition. Follow your intuition.
Go first.
That's okay, you go first.
Okay, follow our Instagram is at Sisters Brew. Can you follow our Instagram at Sisters Brew podcast with two T's at the end? We also have a Twitter. And we also have, what else do we have? What else do we have?
We don't have anything else right
go
now.
Go to rss.com
to find. I decided to close the TikTok because it was too much for me.
No, we do have a new TikTok now. It's at Sisters Brew Podcast again.
Yeah, so, but they need some work.
So she's anyways. Under construction. Anyway,
yeah, under construction.
Thank you so much for you guys' support. And we'll be back soon. Bye, Sister Brewers.
Yes, bye, Sister Brewers.
Now we actually
have no fear.
I knew it. Bye.
We are
bye.
Here.
Bye.